Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Changing people's lives, that's the real function of a church, where Jesus brings freedom. For freedom, Christ has set us free. We're going to be talking about an amazing ministry of Calvary Chapel of Bangor, Maine. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom. Well, this particular story, a pastor that we represent and his church, Pastor Ken Graves, and the church that he founded, actually it started as a home church and then it grew. And this church is one of the churches that we represent in court. We've been litigating in this case, Holly. Pastor Ken Graves is someone who grew up with a father who was not only abusive but also an alcoholic. He was drug addicted to different substances, I should say, and ultimately left his family in a poor state. And he wanted to ultimately address that and address and help people that are going through similar circumstances that he experienced. And so at age 15, he dropped out of high school and he went down to the local teen challenge and he asked them if he could be a part of the program. Not that he wanted to be in the program, he wanted to actually work for the ministry. And so they made an exception. They allowed him to work for the ministry. That's where he got mentored. He finished high school. And in his early 20s, he started a church in his home that ultimately became Calvary Chapel of Bangor, Maine. And in addition to what you think of as church, this is really an aspect of church that people don't think of, and that is a ministry to help people who are substance abusers. And the tragedy that substance abuse brings in its wake to not only the individuals, but to the family units involved. And so he has, as part of the church ministry on property, two homes, one for 24 women, one for 24 men, and the center of the ministry is the church. So this particular ministry is changing lives in so many ways. Pastor Ken Graves was faced with the decision after the COVID lockdowns, and this is across the board, Holly, where churches can have social services, feed people, shelter people, and provide counseling, including counseling for substance abuse, but could not hold in-person worship.
That's all thanks to the Governor Mills there, who has banned all worship.
Yeah, she banned worship, but she allowed, like these other governors, all these non-worship kind of things to take place, which includes inside a church. So Pastor Ken Graves is faced with a decision back then when the church closures came into being. Well, he could do the substance abuse program, but he couldn't worship. Yet part of the substance abuse program is worship and Bible study.
It's the foundation of it.
It's the central core.
Yeah.
In fact, in a one-year program, this residential program, they go through the Bible in 1 year. So no matter where they come in, they start where that is, and then they'll end a year later at that same place. And so everybody will go through the Bible in a year. So they have a lot of Bible study. They have praise and worship. They have all-day meeting on Wednesday in the church. They have fellowship, Bible study, mentoring. You can't cut it out. You can't eliminate the Christian worship component because that's what makes it successful. So he ended up deciding to allow the program to go on, and he wasn't going to shut it down. He wasn't going to censor the message. But for the rest of the people, he said, that are not in the program, you begin worshiping online. And so that's what happened. Until people online, as they were watching the worship service, they would see their brothers and sisters that they see every week that are part of the substance abuse program, and they would miss being in worship with them. One by one, as these people worshiping at home were watching online, they saw their brothers and sisters meeting, and they called Pastor Ken and said, "Pastor Ken, if I come to church, I really miss it. Will the doors be locked?" And he said, "No." Now, this particular ministry is powerful, Holly, and so more people started to come to the church, even though the church then was still restricted by the state. And that ultimately resulted in our current litigation that is ongoing.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you Jesus changes lives. I mean, here's a story from a young lady named Emily, and she said, "Today marks 16 years of sobriety for me. Wow, 16 years. I can still remember the old me, the lost old me, helpless, hopeless, addicted, chained, and heavy with many burdens. At the beginning of my drug use, I didn't see the consequences that were to come. It all started innocently. Drugs felt good. I wasn't trying to escape any trauma, but it was just fun. Before I knew it, the fun had turned into a chase for fun every day." And she just talks about what happened. She was sick, her bones ached, her body had cold sweats, et cetera, et cetera. And I had to find more in a way I could. I became a thief, a manipulator, a liar, cheater. I failed out of college, lost many jobs, caused division in my family, and lost friends. I lost myself. But praise God, he saw me and intervened. And her mother had found out about the program at the church. And a pastor reached out to her. And eventually she got involved in that. The women reached out to her and ministered to her. And now, 16 years later, she walks free, not only free from an addiction, but free in Christ with a relationship with him. I mean, that's just one story.
That's just one story. And they have 24 men, 24 women in a one-year residential program. And they've been doing this for many years. And this is part of the calling that ultimately is part of Pastor Ken Gray's. In fact, when he was 15 years old, he wanted to go to the Teen Challenge. Why? Because he read the book, The Cross and the Switchblade.
Mm.
And he saw the brokenness in his family from his dad's condition of being addicted to alcohol and what it did to his family, how it divided the family, how his dad left, how they became very, very poor. And he wanted to help people that are going through that same situation. So he has a personal experience. And so that's how this church ultimately came about. Now, this church does a lot of other ministry as well. Pastor Ken Graves is just an amazing pastor. I love this pastor, and we are privileged to represent Pastor Graves, just like so many of the other pastors that we represent. And so this is one of the ministries of the church. So when someone says, well, you just need to shut down the church because it's going to put people at risk, or you can just switch to online, or you can just do a parking lot service, you're probably thinking of your own narrow experience.
Yeah, what truly is the risk in that?
And you're not thinking of the experience of all the other churches across the country or in your state. There is no one-size-fits-all template. And so these governors, when they just classify liquor stores as essential and church as non-essential, they're not thinking of all of the different ministry outreaches of the church. You cannot do this substance abuse program ministry that Pastor Ken does of Calvary Chapel of Bangor online. It just doesn't work online. And part of that ministry includes worship and Bible study. In fact, it's at the very core of it. So when you cut out the heart, the body's not going to work.
Right.
And the heart of this ministry is the sharing of the gospel and fellowship and Bible study and worship.
You know, let's go back to Emily for just a moment. She says, "My struggles are different now, but I have the peace of God in my heart through them all. I know that I can rest in him. Come what may, it's an indescribable peace, knowing that God directs my steps. It's all part of his plan eternal, and one day I will be face to face with my Redeemer."
Wow, that's very powerful.
That is worth it all.
Yeah, it's very powerful. And isn't it amazing how she says how at the beginning sin was very enjoyable,
mm-hmm.
and then sin ultimately destroyed her and her family and all the different things around her. It was very destructive, and that's exactly what Satan does. He makes sin appear pleasurable, enjoyable, and then the chains wrap around you and they drag you under water. Well, you know, the great news is that the gospel is from Jesus Christ sets you free. For freedom, Christ has set you free. And that's what these people experience. And that is the essence of a church. It is a hospital for all of those in the community, all those nearby. Pray for the church. Pray for the pastors. as we see and we have to really rethink the essentiality of church. It has to be so essential that when the doors are closed and the lights are off, the community groans in its absence. When you shut the doors of this Calvary Chapel Church, you shut the doors on all of these men and women who desperately need help and are being helped. Pray for the church for more information. Pray for our ministry. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.